The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When Judas had left them, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him. If God is glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and God will glorify him at once. My children, I will be with you only a little while longer. I give you a new commandment: love one another. As I have loved you, so you also should love one another. This is how all will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. I don't know if you've ever thought along the lines that what you do doesn't really matter. It's the energy or the disposition in which you do it. It's so to speak, how you do it. So for example, you could be here at Mass this morning and be feeling grumpy and angry and annoyed with somebody and having had an argument or something, and so you're not in the right disposition to really take part in the Mass. You would just be here. And quite a few people do that. I mean, we do it so often that can easily happen. And I'm very conscious of that myself, because I hope I'll never just go through the motions of going through the Mass. I want to be totally, totally present, be conscious and put energy into what I do during Mass, put myself totally into it. And so, going along those lines, we have to kind of then go to the whole idea of love. Beautiful reading in the Gospel this morning: "My children, love one another as I have loved you." That was the last wish of Jesus before he died. And we normally take and remember, very importantly, the last thing our loved ones or somebody we really were close to, the last things they tell us before they die. We really do try to carry out their wishes, and that's very important. I suppose it also concerns our last will and testament. And part of Jesus' last will and testament: "My children, love one another as I have loved you. Now, just for a moment, and it fits in here very well, look at your idea of God. What idea of God have you in mind? Because your idea of God determines very much how you love, and especially how you love God. And I realized that I've had, and thank God, I say thank God, I've had a paradigm shift in my notion or my concept or my idea of God. When I go back 20, 30, 40 years ago, and I see where I am now in my relationship, and love is all about relationship. I see that my whole idea of God is much more attractive to me now, much more energizing, much more encouraging. So let me explain. For quite a while, and even after I had become a priest, I regarded God a very patriarchal figure, always male, rather serious, a strict censor up there, waiting to pounce on me if I did the least little thing wrong. And it's amazing, that's the way some people today, they live with this fear of God, and that's the picture of God. Now, beautifully today, we have a much better knowledge of the meaning of the Trinity. To me, it's no longer a conundrum. It's something, it's a mystery, but the real definition of a mystery, it leads to endless understanding. And so my understanding of the Trinity today is a loving relationship. The Father loves the Son loves the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit loves the Son loves the Father. So it's a continual relationship of love. And so God is more a verb rather than a noun. Now we go back to our own love, and we try to imitate the love of God. And notice how we always, when we pray to God, we often use the word, O Almighty God. And if that's our concept of God, Almighty God, beyond vulnerability, always in charge, then we're going to have a lot of questions in our mind. And so then you'll have people continually saying, well, if God is almighty and all-powerful, why do so many bad things happen in the world? Why do children suffer so much? Why are so many people, as we sit here this morning, why are so many people suffering and dying in this country? We don't have to go far, but it's happening all over the world. We see on television every night terrible pictures coming from Venezuela, from many African countries, and people do say, where is God? Love. Now, hopefully this makes sense. When you really love somebody, you become very vulnerable. Love makes you very vulnerable. And when you love somebody, if you're not open to vulnerability, then you'd have to question the sincerity of your love. It's not real love. Love is more than a feeling. A lot of people think love is a nice warm feeling towards somebody. Well, it's not just a feeling. It's a decision. Love is a decision. Like forgiveness is a decision. It's a decision. It's not just a feeling. It's a commitment. And so we go back again. We go back to God. And later on in the Mass this morning, we will refer to God as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. We often refer to Jesus, who was the Son of God and God, as the Lamb of God. Now, isn't the Lamb very vulnerable? It's very, very vulnerable. And so, when Jesus says to us in the Gospel this morning, "My little children, love one another. How? As I have loved you." He's asking us to become vulnerable. And I don't know if you've ever looked at it from that point of view. He's asking us to become vulnerable. Because when you really reach out to somebody and you love somebody, it can be rejected. You can be hurt. And maybe the only way of really spelling love is not L-U-V or L-O-V, but sacrifice. Love always costs. God, and that's why Jesus didn't come to save us from our sins. He came to show us the path of life. And that's the real reason why he was vulnerable and he ended up on a cross. You can't be more vulnerable than that. And he didn't have to do it, but he let himself, because of his love for us, to teach us what real love is like. And that's what Jesus is talking about in the Gospel this morning. It's not, you know, a nice, romantic, warm feeling kind of love. It's real love, real, real committed love. And you know yourselves how that can be really cost you a lot of pain at times, a lot of sacrifice when you make a commitment to somebody. We have a lot of people really making love becomes a sacrifice for them. If you're a mother, or hopefully a dad, and your children go astray or they end up in trouble, doesn't it pain you? And that's the vulnerability of love. It's a beautiful love. So you, me, we have to leave ourselves open. And so it's not so much who you love or what you love, it's really how you love. You got to think about that. It's not who or what, it's about how you love. And that's the same. What really matters is how you do anything, not just do things, but how you do them. Beautiful phrase in the Gospel this morning. And that's how I see it. My little children, love one another as I have loved you.